You're listening to a presentation brought to you by Mystery Play Internet Radio.
This podcast is proud to be part of the Blueberry Network. That's blueberrywithnoes.com.
Notable melodramas from stage and screen, fiction and radio, presented each week to bring you to the edge of your chair.
Good evening. This is Orson Welles. Personally, I've never met anybody who didn't like a good ghost story. But I know a lot of people who think there are a lot of people who don't like a good ghost story. For the benefit of these, at least, I go on record at the outset of this evening's entertainment with a sober assurance that although blood may be curdled on this program, none will be spilt. There's no shooting, knifing, throttling, axing, or poisoning here. No clanking chains, no cobwebs, no bony and or hairy hands appearing from secret panels or, better yet, bedroom curtains. If it's any part of that dear old phosphorescent foolishness that people who don't like ghost stories don't like, then again, I promise you, we haven't got it. Not tonight. What we do have is a thriller. It's half as good as we think it is. You can call it a shocker. It's already been called a real Orson Welles story. Now, frankly, I don't know what this means. I've been on the air directing and acting in my own shows for quite a while now, and I don't suppose I've done more than half a dozen thrillers in all that time. Honestly, I don't think even that many, but it seems I do have a reputation for the uncanny. Quite possibly, a little escapade of mine involving a couple of planets, which shall be nameless, is responsible. Doesn't really matter. Don't think I disapprove of thrillers. I don't. A story doesn't have to appeal to the heart. It can also appeal to the spine. Sometimes you want your heart to be warmed, and sometimes you want your spine to tingle. The tingling, it's to be hoped, will be quite audible as you listen tonight.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale of Mystery Play Internet Radio. I got a question for you. Do you enjoy the programming of Mystery Play Internet Radio? Please send your donation in today. Go to www.mpir-otr.com and click on the donations page. A one-time donation of $5, $10, or $20 will go a long way to keep the programming coming to you, especially during this quarantine period when we are all huddled in our homes. Please consider a donation today so I can continue broadcasting these outstanding old-time radio programs. You know, electricity cost, servers cost, and I really need your help. Send a donation today, www.mpir-otr.com. That's mpir-otr.com. Thank you for listening to Mystery Play Internet Radio.
What evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Shadow's latest adventure will be on the air in just a moment. Don't miss any of it because it's a thriller from the word go. And if you drive a car, don't miss this. It's the biggest news of the year for motorists. It's the inside story of the safest thing on wheels, the new Goodrich Safety Silvertown tire. This remarkable tire brings you something entirely new in tire safety, the Lifesaver Tread. Developed after 2 years of exhaustive research, after grueling tests of tread designs by the hundred, this amazing Lifesaver Tread stops you quicker and safer on wet, slippery roads than you've ever stopped before. Its never-ending spiral bars, like a battery of windshield wipers, sweep water from under the tire, force it out through special deep drainage grooves, make a dry track for the rubber to grip. Thus it protects you against skids in all directions, overcomes the hazard zone of motoring. Take my word for it, you'll never know what the word stop really means until you felt the grip of the Silvertown Lifesaver Tread on a wet, treacherous road. And that's not all. Silvertowns are the only tires in the world that give you golden ply blowout protection. And think of it, you get both of these priceless safety features, skid protection and blowout protection, at no extra cost. Tomorrow isn't a bit too soon to start riding on Goodrich, spelled G-O-O-D-R-I-C-H. Goodrich, Safety Silvertown. The Shadow, Lamont Cranston, a man of wealth, a student of science, and a master of other people's minds, devotes his life to righting wrongs, protecting the innocent, and punishing the guilty. Using advanced methods that may ultimately become available to all law enforcement agencies, Cranston is known to the underworld as the Shadow. Never seen, only heard. As haunting to superstitious minds as a ghost. As inevitable as a guilty conscience. The Shadow's true identity is known only to his constant friend and aide, Margot Lane. Today's story, aboard the steamship Amazon.
Randy! Randolph Todd!
Come on over, Randy.
Join the party.
Hi, children. What's the celebration for?
Jane's been lucky. She's in the money. She gets right on the ship's run for the day.
Yeah, come on and join us. Can't let Jane take all that cash she wanted to Rickawanna when we dock tomorrow.
Don't mind me. I just supply the money. What'll it be, Randy?
Oh, nothing now, thanks. I'm looking for my stepmother. Anybody seen her?
Oh, sure. She's over there with Dr. DeVista.
Oh, yes. Thanks.
See you later. Oh, say, we're going for a swim in the deck pool. Want to come along?
Oh, not this afternoon, thanks.
Oh, I don't think you'll like us.
Hey, it'd be a lot of fun, though, wouldn't it?
Hello, Mother. Afternoon, DeVista.
Oh, sit down, Randall.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Mother. Well, tomorrow we'll be in Rickawanna. And from there on, it's going to be one great big party.
Lower your voice, my son.
Oh, no one can hear us in this corner. Time for the hush-hush is almost over.
Well, it will be shortly.
Well, I hope your little revolution is half as much fun as smuggling those munitions out of the United States has been.
It will be more exciting, I assure you.
When the revolution is successful, you will be a hero, Todd. My countrymen will never forget what you have done for them.
Oh, just as long as it's fun, I don't mind putting up the money.
But you will make a fortune also. The people of my blood will show their gratitude in practical ways.
You know, the more I think of it, the funnier it gets. The luxurious steamer Amazon on a pleasure cruise, with enough ammunition and guns down in its hold to overthrow three governments.
Shh, be careful, Tom.
Oh, don't worry. Nobody knows about those boxes marked electric refrigerators.
No one but us and Feng Shui.
Yes. Your Japanese valet is more practical than you thought. He is interested in the money he is going to make.
Sure. Well, Mother, tomorrow should be a great day for you.
Yes, to rule the land I was driven out of, an exile.
Yes, Mario. The general has promised you great power.
Master.
What is it now, Tang Sui?
Message come to state room. I bring it.
A message?
It is a radiogram.
Oh, let's have it, Tang Sui.
Here, Master.
Oh, that's all, Tang Sui. Oh, blazes, it's in code.
Code? Then it's from...
Headquarters, yeah. From the general.
Oh, it may be important. We'd better decode it right away, my son.
Sure. Yeah.
No, not here, Tom.
Oh, hardly. I'm not a complete fool, Doctor. Anyway, the code book's in my cabin. I'll meet you at dinner time.
Your stepson. He thinks this is all a lark. He does not count the danger.
Randolph, he is a fool.
But he will not be quite so gay if an accident happens, if he is stood against a wall and shot.
That would be unfortunate, Dr. De Vista.
Yes, for him. But if he were... you would come into all his money. Have you forgotten that?
No, my friend. I have not forgotten that.
Nice swim, Margot.
Fine, Lamont.
Join me in a walk on deck.
I'd love to.
I didn't see young Todd doing his famous jackknife with debutante.
Now, Lamont, Randy's a nice boy. I've known him for years. A little too much money, but that's all.
And he travels around with a strange crew. His stepmother looks rather formidable.
Stop making deductions. You're on vacation.
See the devil. Hello, Todd.
Oh, hello. Hello, Margot.
Randy. What's the matter with him?
Oh, he's very polite, was he?
I never saw him act like that before. He was like a man in a daze.
Did look worried. He had bad news.
Bad news?
Yes, didn't you notice he had a radiogram in his hand stuck in his pocket? He saw it coming.
Well, he certainly shot out of his stateroom in a hurry.
Yes, and he wasn't really going anyplace. He stopped and standing there by the rail.
All by himself. That isn't like Randy either.
Margot, perhaps he needs help. Why not talk to him?
He wouldn't talk in front of you, Lamont.
All right, you go alone. I'll duck.
And if he does need help?
Maybe we can supply it. See you later.
All right, I'll go over and talk to him. Nice day, isn't it, Randy?
Huh? Oh, hello, Margot.
Randy, what's the matter with you?
Well, I'm in kind of a jam, Margot. Don't you worry.
What sort of a jam?
Oh, it's the worst darn mess I...
Suppose you tell me the whole story.
I can't do that.
Of course you can.
No... I'm an awful coward, Margot.
Coward? Nonsense. What is there to be afraid of?
Oh, nothing.
Randy, I believe you are frightened. Are you in danger?
Margot, what would you do if... No, I can't tell anyone.
Tell them what?
Oh, please, leave me alone, Margot.
Randy.
Stop pestering me, will you? I can't stand it.
Randy, come back here. Randy! Shadow.
Yes, Margot.
You heard everything?
Yes, I was here beside you. Randolph Todd must have some cause for his fear. I think I must talk to that young man. Talk to him soon. As the Shadow.
Dr. De Vista, have you seen Randolph?
No, Maria.
I thought surely he'd be here dancing.
No, he did not even come to dinner. Pang Sui is looking for him.
De Vista, there is something wrong. Let's go to the boys' car. Come.
Here is Pang Sui now.
Pang Sui, my stepson?
My master has gone back to his stateroom.
Good.
He is worried. He walks up and down, up and down.
We must see about this. Please come, both of you.
That radiogram, Maria. Perhaps that is what upset him.
Here is the cabin, mister.
Open the door.
Hello? Oh, is it you?
Yes, Todd. It is up.
Shut the door, Tang Sui.
Yes, mister.
Well?
We thought you were coming to the dance.
Oh, I changed my mind.
Something butter, master, maybe.
No, I'm all right.
Randolph, stop handling that old dagger and look at me.
I'm interested in this knife. It's an ancient...
Ancient Indian knife, we know all that.
Randolph, we want to know why you are acting like this.
What did the general say in his radiogram?
The radiogram?
Yes. What was the message?
Well, nothing important. Just good wishes.
Really? May I see the message?
Well, no. I tore it up and threw it overboard.
You destroyed it?
Yes, it wasn't important.
That message was from the general. We had a right to see it.
I'm sorry. I just didn't think.
Randolph.
What difference does it make? Hey, what are you all staring at me for?
Me think master lie.
Feng Sui is right, Randolph. You're lying.
I said I threw the message overboard.
You're a poor liar, Randolph. Give me that paper.
I tell you,
grab him.
Oh, no, look out, he stabbed the knife.
Hold him, Tang Sui.
Tang Sui, hold it. Master, drop a knife.
Let me go. Twist his arm, Tang Sui.
I twist the... Drop a knife.
Stop.
Drop the knife, you fool. Tang Sui's jiu-jitsu will tear your arm off. Good. Go through his pocket, yes. Mister. I'll pick up the knife.
Hold him, Tang Sui.
No worry, Tang Sui, Henry.
This won't catch anywhere.
Find the radio message, Doctor, and the code book.
Ah, here it is. In the book. Ah, and a decoded copy.
Read it.
Entire plan discovered by government. blow up ammunition to prevent capture.
Must I lie?
Well, what if I did? You can't take that message seriously.
It is an order.
It's insane. Think of all the people on this boat. I won't do a thing like that. If you set off the ammunition, they'd all be killed.
What is that to us? Fool.
We follow the general.
Listen, this isn't what I joined. This is mass murder. Innocent people. I didn't mind fighting in your penny ante war, but this...
You are a traitor to your people.
Your people, stepmother. Not mine. The passengers on this boat are my countrymen. I won't let you slaughter them. I'll show up the whole scheme.
You dare?
Well, watch me. Either you call the whole thing off, or I go to the captain.
No, master.
You can't hold me forever, Tang Sui.
Oh, you would betray us. Narika Guana, this is the fate of traitors.
Mother. Mother, put down that knife.
The knife. It is for the traitor's heart.
Maria. You threw the knife.
Let him fall, Tang Sui.
Mistress, throw well. He is dead.
What? Maria, this is murder.
Do not be a fool, Davista. We had to silence him.
You cannot hide a murder.
It is not murder. The knife is Randall's. His grip alone is on the handle. I threw it by the blade. My poor, distracted stepson killed himself.
Suicide?
Mistress is very wise.
Yes, we shall say when they ask questions that we three left him alone and went to dinner. Later, in the dark, we shall carry out the general's command.
Explode the...
Yes, ship. My dear doctor. Blow up the ship.
Hello, Margot. Hello, Mr. Cranston. This is Randy's cabin. He promised to throw a party at his last night on board, and he's walked out on us.
He doesn't answer?
No, and I'll bet he's sound asleep in there. Randy, you lubber, let us in.
I don't hear anyone inside. Oh, Stuart, come here a moment.
Yes, sir. What is that?
Do you know if Mr. Todd's in his cabin?
He was, till the last I knew. His valet said Todd didn't wish to be disturbed.
There, what did I tell you? I'm going to keep on knocking till he pays some attention.
Oh, just a minute, Jane. Mr. Cranston has an idea.
Stuart... Have a pass key? Suppose you open the door for us.
Well, no, sir, I don't know that...
Of course you will. Mr. Todd's playing a joke on the young lady, and we mustn't let him. No one will know. You let us in. Come on.
Oh, thank you, sir. Of course, if it's all in fun, sir.
Oh, it's dark. Randy, where are you?
The light switch is by the door, sir.
Oh, yes. There we are.
Lamont, he isn't here.
Oh, yes, he is, sir. Look, he's lying on the floor.
Yes,
oh.
Come on, Randy, wake up.
Lamont! That knife in his breast!
Yes.
Is he?
Randy Todd is dead.
Oh, my poor, poor Randolph.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Todd. Stepson appears to have committed suicide.
You're sure, Captain McTeague?
Yes, I'm sure, Miss Cranston.
There should be some reason for suicide, Captain.
I am afraid our young friend was bored with life. He was ill and depressed when we left him before dinner.
Exactly, Dr. DeVista. I had the ship's doctor check the fingerprints on that knife. They all belonged to the dead man. No one else had touched it.
If only he had come to me.
You must not reproach yourself, Marie.
Captain.
Yes, Mr. Cranston?
I met young Todd this afternoon. He seemed worried about something.
Yes, I too noticed that he was troubled.
The question is, Dr. DeVista, what was he worried about?
Who knows? He was a moody youth.
Yes, poor boy. We'll never know his reason.
Captain, Todd had a radiogram this afternoon. Missing now.
Randolph received many messages, Captain McTeague, concerning the estate.
Did he show you this one, Mrs. Todd?
I never interfered with his affairs.
We're wasting time, Cranston.
I think not, Captain. This message may have been important. Tang Sui, did you see it?
Tang Sui, no, nothing.
I'll ask the questions, Cranston.
Very well.
You might ask Mr. Cranston how he knows the radiogram is missing.
Yes, how about that, Cranston?
Todd was wearing the same suit when I found him, so I looked for it.
You mean you searched the body?
Yes, the steward was here as a witness.
Well, I must say you've got your nerve, Cranston.
Perhaps, but suicide with a knife isn't very common, Captain.
Now, look here, Cranston. It's bad enough to have a suicide on board without you trying to twist it into something worse.
No one saw young Todd after his three traveling companions left him.
I resent that.
Captain McTeague, this is outrageous. Must we be badgered by this young man? I can't stand his manner.
Oh. I still say...
That's enough from you, Cranston.
I'm merely trying.
I've had more than enough of your impudence. Adams.
Yes, Captain?
Take this Mr. Cranston to his stateroom and lock him up.
Lock me up?
Yes, I am holding you as a material witness.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And Adams.
Yes, sir.
Put a man on the deck outside Cranston's cabin window. He's to stay in his room.
Yes, sir. Hello, Mr. Cranston.
Coming. I'll see you again, Captain. Very soon.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, while we're waiting for the Shadow's hair-raising story to reach a thrilling climax, let me say something about a new kind of rainy day driving safety that may save your life. Because who knows...
The Shadow knows. When there's wet, slippery film on the highways, there's always the grim uncertainty that your car may start sliding, swerving, spinning off the road. Why gamble with fate?
Yes, motorists, and why gamble on tires when the new Goodrich Silvertown, with its lifesaver tread, offers you such marvelous skid protection? And marvelous is the word for it, because exhaustive road tests of the regular and premium price tires of America's six largest tire manufacturers prove that the new Goodrich Silvertown gave greater skid protection than any of the other tires tested. And don't forget, motorists, those grueling road tests weren't made by Goodrich. They were conducted by absolutely impartial engineers from America's largest independent testing laboratory, the Pittsburgh Testing Laboratory. What's more, some of the tires the new Silvertown was tested against have list prices as much as 40 to 70% more. When you consider that, then the fact that this new Goodrich Silvertown gave greater skid resistance than any tire tested is even more remarkable. Remember, when you buy Silvertowns, you get Lifesaver Tread Skid Protection plus Golden Ply Blowout Protection. Two exclusive Goodrich features at no extra cost.
You hear? This go in that bag, Stuart.
I write you off.
Think that is all.
Smart idea, Mr. Tangsoy, packing ahead of time. Most people leave at the last minute.
Boat docks tomorrow.
Right you are, early in the morning. That was terrible, your boss, Mr. Todd, killing himself.
Most tragic. Tangsoy, very fond of, young master.
Yes, very tough break. I'll answer it. That's funny.
Funny? What is?
Nobody at the door.
No one?
The passage is empty.
Never mind, steward. You can go.
Right you are.
Shut door, please. Stuart, I said go. Who laughed?
I did, Tangsui.
You? Where are you? I cannot see you.
I am here beside you, Tangsui.
Only voice?
Yes, Tangsui. The shadow is a voice asking for the truth. The truth about Randolph Todd's death.
Tangsui know nothing.
Tangsui lies. The shadow knows. Where is the radiogram your young master got this afternoon?
I not know.
You are a wicked servant, Tangsui. Where is the radiogram?
I did nothing.
Where is it?
Here, in pocket.
Put it on the table.
Yes, Shadow.
Why was it taken? What does it say?
I give it to you. Now, go away, please.
No, Tangsui, not until I know the truth. Was Randolph Todd murdered?
Go away, please, go away, Tangsui. Did nothing.
Tangsui, get away from that
no,
door.
No, leave me alone. I run.
Nonsense, Tangsui.
Such a wild story.
No, true. Tangsui talk with Shadow. No, ma'am. Just Shadow.
I don't believe it.
It's true, Mrs. Shadow take radiogram from Tangsui.
The radiogram? You gave it to him?
You coward.
Cannot fight Shadow, cannot see him.
Fool. There is the answer to not seeing him. He hid in the fog.
No fog in Tangsui cabin.
Well, we won't mind the fog a little later tonight. Doctor, you'd better shut the window. Look at the way the curtains are blowing in.
That is funny. There has not been a breath of air all night.
But the curtains were blowing, just for a moment.
This shadow, he may prove an obstacle.
How? He cannot know our plan, or what is in the hold of the ship. Now listen, we are only about 10 miles off the Ricaguana coast.
In a section friendly to the revolution.
Yes, in the fog we can easily lower a boat and slip away.
But this is a shadow.
You and your ghost stories, Tangsui. He cannot do anything.
He has radio message.
Only the copy in code. I destroyed the decoded copy. How can he read the message without the code book?
And you have the code book safe, Tavista?
Of course, I have it on me.
Look in your pockets, Tavista.
Huh?
What's that? Who spoke?
Shadow, he's here.
Yes, my friend. The shadow is here.
Maria, the code book. It is not in my pocket.
It is gone. From you, DeVista. I took it. Now I can read the message that caused one of you to murder Randolph Todd.
Maria, if he reads that message...
First, he must decode it. By that time, he will be too late. Come, we act at once.
Half speed ahead. Half speed it is, Captain. Very good, Mr. Pearson. Keep her on the course and keep sounding that whistle.
Yes, sir. What night, sir?
Blasted fog. Watch she doesn't get any closer to shore. There are shoals in there.
Aye, aye, sir.
Captain McTeague.
What was that?
I am here, Captain McTeague. Behind you.
Where? Get off the bridge. There are no passengers allowed up here.
Your ship is in danger, Captain.
Listen, whoever you are, get off the bridge. There's no danger. I've brought the Amazon through many a fog.
The danger isn't the fog, Captain. It's below decks.
Below? Say, come out into the light so I can get a good look at you.
You cannot see me, Captain, but you must believe me. There are explosives in the hold.
You must be crazy.
There are munitions. Disguise. They're bound for revolutionaries in Ricaguana. There's a plan to blow them up.
Say, who are you?
They call me the Shadow, Captain. Believe me, you must go below before it is too late. Randolph Todd knew about the munitions, too. That's why he was murdered.
Murdered?
If you don't believe that, Captain, at least go down into the hold. Go now, and you will learn.
Mr. Pearson.
Yes, sir.
Take over. I'm going below. I want two men, armed.
Yes, sir.
Get the top off that box.
Yes, Maria. Tangshui, hand me that hatchet.
Yes, sir, here.
This one has the fuses.
Quickly, start tying one up to the powder. If one box blows up, they'll all go.
Yes, and the ship with them.
What is it?
Someone come.
What? Tangshui, quick, switch out the light.
Yes, sir.
Good. Now, Tangshui, stay by the switch box. Don't turn them on till I give the word.
Yes, missus.
Quiet, quiet.
Black as pitch in here. Got your flash, Peters?
Yes, Captain.
Find the light switch.
Right.
If you ask me, this is the craziest...
No tongue free.
Hey, who turned on those lights?
Do not move, Captain.
You got a gun, sir.
So I see.
So is the woman.
And I am a good shot, sailor. Keep your hands up.
Mr. Todd and... Mrs. Todd and Dr. DeVista. Say, what are you doing down here?
Good evening, Captain.
And young Todd's valet, too. Put down those guns. What the devil do you mean
you
by...
You do not command now, Captain.
That's mutiny.
Throw your guns on the floor, gentlemen.
I'll be...
You'll be dead if you don't.
Throw guns.
What do you say, Captain?
Go ahead, boys. Not much we can do now. There's my gun.
The others, please, quickly. Line up facing the wall, gentlemen. Keep those hands up, Captain.
You don't expect to get away with this.
But we do. We will. There will be a certain loud noise, and you... Well, never mind. Tangshui.
Yes, missus.
You will shoot the first man who turns around.
Yes.
Come, Dr. DeVista. We must hurry. Bring the hatchet with you.
Yes, I am coming.
You. What's your name? Tangshui. What does she mean by a loud noise? Are there explosives in this hold?
Captain, no talk.
If anything happens to this
one
ship...
One more word and Captain die.
I think not, Tangshui.
Shadow! Let go! My arm!
Drop the gun, Tangshui.
The man who calls himself a Shadow's got him.
Softly, Captain. Get the others.
I've got his gun, sir.
Oh, let me go, Shadow. Let me go.
Hurry, Captain. Rush the others. They're laying a fuse.
A fuse? Grab your guns, men. Come on.
Let go, Shadow. Tangshui, do nothing.
No, you don't like your jiu-jitsu when it's practiced on you. Come along the others.
Drop your hand. Grab the man. Hold on him. Now, easy, lady. We got you.
So, Shadow, this is your doing.
No, Mrs. Todd, yours. The Shadow merely helps the cause of justice.
Say, hey, these are munitions, all right. Look at that. Powder. High-explosive shells. Enough to blow the ship right out of the water.
That was their idea, Captain.
Well, I hope you three are satisfied. Smuggling, piracy, assault with a deadly weapon, sabotage. You'll spend the rest of your lives behind bars.
No, Captain, not all three. Tangshui will die for the murder of his master, Randolph Todd.
No, 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 I did not...
You will hang, Tangshui.
I tell you truth, Shadow.
Don't you, fool.
Be quiet.
The truth, Tangshui.
Missy Todd, one time, soccer's lady, she throw knife by blade.
You little traitor.
Look out!
She grabbed the hatchet, sir, and threw it.
We had to shoot, sir.
The hatchet just missed Tang Sui.
Oh, she bad. She murder master.
The woman is dead.
Murray.
So, Captain, Mrs. Todd paid for her crime. She killed her stepson. She planned to destroy all the people on the ship. Instead, it was she who perished.
Peters and Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Take Dr. Vista and Tang Sui to the brig.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, come on, Ayer. Come on. Shadow, I'd like to thank you. Who are you, anyway?
Just the Shadow, Captain McTeague. I work in the shadows. Against crime.
You saved my ship. I feel the line should thank you publicly.
My power would be lost if I were known, Captain.
Well, there's a young man upstairs I owe an apology to. A lad named Cranston.
Really? Why?
Well, he sort of figured young Todd was murdered.
Mr. Cranston must be very wise. And now, Captain, I must go back into the shadows.
You have been listening to a dramatized version of one of the many copyrighted stories which appear in the Shadow magazine.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
All the characters and all the places named are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.